Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This episode is brought to our... God damn it. This episode is produced by our Patreon, Jack Shepard. Thank you so much, Jack. If you want to be a producer, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. This is a Starburns audio-produced podcast that has been called... Well, fuck me. I mean, we've got a really... Here's the review. You needed a new review, so I'm here to help you out. Go Chiefs! Going to Miami. And the podcast is good also. That comes on iTunes from our friend Arrowhead Prid 3. I know it's Arrowhead Pride.
Congratulations, Arrowhead Prid.
Yeah, I'm happy about the Super Bowl this year.
Hang on. If you leave us a 5-star review, we'll read it on the air. Willie, are you happy about the Super Bowl this year, really?
I'm happy about the four teams that were left. Like, I'm like, oh, they're all good. Meaning...
Why don't we welcome aboard the SSRLSF our guest, actor and host John Calgrady, because you're a football guy.
That is true. Thanks, guys, for having me on. I am a football guy. I played for many years. Played in college, at a small school. But
what position?
Played tight end.
I never fucking knew you played football in college. That's awesome.
A Division III school.
I know. You don't need to make that smaller. It's huge.
I don't want to act like I'm like playing for Nebraska.
Anybody who played any college sports is like 90th percentile of sports, right? Like at least like.
You think? I don't know.
Probably. I mean, dude, it's hard enough to like get on a high school team in big schools. Like I went to what was our school like 5,000 people. I couldn't get on a team. Out of 5,000, I wasn't. Well, I played golf and tennis.
Well, 5,000, there was 5,000 students at your high school?
Yeah, right? 5, 10, 15, 20? Yeah.
That's a lot.
That sounds right.
That's a gigantic school, so it would be really hard to...
We were a big school in a small town.
That's like three times bigger than my college was, because there were 1,700 students at my college.
My first college was 1,000 people, and half of them smoked weed. It was funny, because it was like...
Was it like a Christian school or something?
It was in the mountains.
So small? Okay.
It was like in Durango, Colorado.
Yeah, why was it so small? I don't understand that.
I think because the town's so small, they can't even house enough people. Like they let so many people in the year that I went that like I had to live in married student housing for a semester with like three other dudes and like a small fucking. It was four dudes and a small.
Can you explain married student housing? I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. They had an extra spot on campus that was specifically for students that were married and with kids.
All right.
Which I'd never heard of that before either.
Now, real quick, you're a Pats fan.
I am a Pats fan.
End of the era, or are you holding out for one more?
Absolutely not the end of the era. I will never say, as long as Belichick is coaching the team, I think they have a shot to win the whole thing.
What's going
to
happen with Brady? Are they going to re-sign him for a year?
I think he's
right?
going to the Titans.
There's a lot of Titans talk, a lot of Chargers talk. There's some Bears talk. Oddly enough, but
Chargers, man, fuck off.
No, that's NFL propaganda. The NFL would love for him to be a Charger because they have zero fan base right now.
Exactly, they need to sell tickets. Yeah. And I'm actually thinking about getting season tickets to the Chargers just because Tom Brady might be their quarterback, and B, they're going to be super cheap. And
Chargers tickets though suck because the way new stadiums work is you're paying for the seat for the year. Football's part of it.
Right.
But are they in the new stadium next year?
Yeah, the Chargers and Rams will be in SoFi Stadium next year.
So you're like paying too much because you own the seat for the entire year.
Not if it's cheap. Plus, wait, you can sell it for all the Britney Spears concerts.
Are you saying you have to buy this like the seat for whatever events happen at the stadium?
You're allowed to sell your tickets to all the other events, but you have to pay for the seat for the year.
Really?
This is like a new thing that they've been doing. Like you own that seat for any event that happens. And so
it's not sports specific.
But I think excluding the Super Bowl, I imagine, because they're going to be getting the Super Bowl in a few years. Uh-huh.
You would
excluding tickets automatically got like first right of refusal for the Super Bowl.
I think you would enter a raffle at that point to actually get a Super Bowl.
That would be awesome.
That does make it worth it, too, to your investment to get to the Super Bowl.
That would be incredible to just be able to drive down to the Super Bowl. But anyway, to answer your question, I think a lot of his kind of whining that he's been doing publicly is him kind of trying to scare the Patriots into getting him some more help.
I could see
the
that.
Offense.
Yeah, yeah, because they didn't do shit for him.
I think when the rubber
since
meets
Moss,
the road,
they haven't done anything for him
right,
since Moss.
Right. I think when
well,
when
they, Antonio Brown.
They yeah, they got Antonio Brown and they turned
you're
out
right.
to be a complete
you're
dickhead.
Right.
Yeah,
but
I forgot that.
They,
yeah.
they definitely they would. They,
plus they got the Atlanta guy too,
Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah,
he was all right. Yeah, I mean he didn't.
That was a cheap purchase. It wasn't. They weren't going after anybody.
No, the two guys that were out there were Mohamed Sanu and
he
Daniel
was great
Sanders.
On the Falcons, and then he disappeared when he got to New England.
Yeah, well, what can you say? I think that he is going to come back. Ultimately, I think Robert Kraft is going to be like, listen, Tom, whatever you need. You're like a son to me, and you're gonna stay. Like, I don't think he lets him go. Like, I think he
well,
gives 1% of the
I think
franchise.
That you are probably right. You're a Pats fan. You are a quiz champion. We've played trivia so many times, and you are a Jeopardy champion.
Yeah, 6 years ago, 2013, a little over 6 years ago.
So, did you miss the cut on the greatest champions thing? That they-
slightly. I won one episode. I won about $30,000, which is great. But, yeah.
Do you remember your final Jeopardy question?
Yeah, let's. Do you guys want to do it right
now? Yeah, let's do it right now. Okay. Let's do it. What's the category?
Okay, the category is government programs. And the clue is, since a 1970 law created this program, over 9,000 people have been saved from harm, but we can't tell you any of their names. And
Secret Service. Not Secret Service. I take it back. I'm writing right now. I'm erasing that.
We still have time.
I didn't comprehend the question.
I know it. I know it.
Thinking while I sing.
Okay, I know my answer.
Wait. Can you just say it again, real quick?
Okay. Since a 1970 law, I might be messing that up. It might be 73 or 72.
Word.
Anyway, early 70s law created this program. Over 9,000 people have been saved from harm, but we can't tell you any of their names.
Can I answer?
Oh.
No. Well, I mean, ideally, we would like both write it down.
Oh, wait.
And
yeah,
would,
give
like,
me one
guys,
second. Give me one second.
I'll do like a one, right. two, three, and you both say them out loud at the
okay,
same time.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Wait. Give me one second.
It really needs a little time. you have it.
Okay,
though?
Okay, go on. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Ready?
Okay, ready. I'll say one, two, three, and you guys say it. Ready? Okay. One, two, three.
Witness
Homeland
protection.
Security.
Wade is correct.
Damn
I'm
it.
Sorry, Willie. We were looking for a witness protection program. That's
good thing.
Good
thing. I bet zero.
I thought
zero.
That was a lot earlier.
I bet zero on that. So hopefully my previous winnings were enough.
Yeah, afterwards, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the only answer it could be.
Well, the woman next to me, she said CIA. And the CIA was long before the 70s.
Yeah, that was after Roswell. When they started the same year as the Roswell.
Yeah. And then,
what the other guy?
Because of Roswell. They say because of Roswell?
The guy who was the returning champion, he actually said, what is witness relocation program? And relocation is part of the program, but it's not called the witness relocation program. So it was interesting because they had a little powwow. They were like, oh, what are we going to... And I didn't know what they were talking about. All of the writers and producers were like talking about whether they were going to accept witness relocation program. Meanwhile, I thought they were powwowing about my answer because I had written down what is witness protection program, but in my haste of writing witness protection, which is kind of a wordy answer, I wrote P-R-O-T. I did the E on the little skadoodle, but it didn't register, so it said P-R-O-T-C-T-I-O-N. So it said protection. There was no E. So I thought, oh, great. These fucking producers are deciding whether they're going to accept protection because you can spell something wrong, but you can't spell it to where it changes
pronounces
the pronunciation.
Word. Yeah, uh-huh.
Like if the word were like, what is blue, you could write what is B-L-U-U-U-U-W, and it would still be right.
Well, could you write B-L-E-W?
Sure, yeah. Like okay. If the word was the color blue, like or what was Picasso's blue period, you could write B-L-E-W period, and they'd still have to accept it. But mine, taking that E out, changes the pronunciation. So I'm sitting there like, oh, shit. And I was like, the contestant, like, kind of wrangler was coming up to us, like, oh, just relax. We're having a little discussion. And I was like, come on, just let me write it down in a Sharpie. I have it right here. They have a Sharpie in case the thing goes out. And I was like, just look, this is my answer. Protection. It's when you protect. And they're like, just relax. Little did I know, I think they were powwowing about whether they wanted to accept witness relocation.
And they couldn't accept that.
No, because it's not called the witness. That is part of the witness protection program.
Oh, so you took down the champ.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Nice.
And then you get to go. You're in the era where you get to go back the next time.
Yes. And then I the second night. Do you want to know the final Jeopardy on the second night?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So it was This one was kind of sucked too. It was 20th Century Names. So you guys, yeah, it's history on both of mine.
Okay.
20th Century Names, and the clue was Winston Churchill said of him in 1943, "I can handle this peasant. Historians might argue otherwise." So to give it some thought, I'm going to drink my beer. And I had no clue. I was like sitting there just blank for like the first 15 seconds. I think it's 30 seconds of the song. And finally I had to write something, and I did. Do you guys?
So I would probably say, I want to say Hitler. I would probably say Mussolini.
I know specifically. I mean, I would just say Stalin, but we're all wrong.
No, you would be right, Willie.
Oh, it was Stalin? Stalin.
Yeah, I said Hitler, and because I it didn't even occur to me to say someone that Churchill would say that about somebody who was on technically on our side during World War II.
Sure.
But I think he was saying, "I can handle this peasant when this whole war is done."
Yeah.
Historians would, and I was kind of salty after the. After the show ended and the credits are rolling, and how they kind of hobnob with Trebek there at the end. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, historians would argue otherwise. They were basically on the same team.
Yeah.
It was like Churchill and Roosevelt and Stalin were kind of like the teammates. And he gave me kind of a salty answer back. He was like, well, there was a little thing called the Cold War for the ensuing 50 years. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, but during the war, it wasn't like everybody knew that we were going to be enemies while we were.
Right.
So it was very.
It was kind of a stinger of a question, like, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got it right. So, you know, I mean, obviously it's gettable. Like, I mean, I said Hitler because I was thinking, like, it has to be someone on the Axis side.
Yeah, sure.
And I was going between Hitler and Mussolini, Hirohito. I was like trying to, and then I settled on Hitler. But Eastern Europe.
I will say mine was closer to a guess. I was just. You know what I mean? Like, mine was closer to a guess.
Well, one of the guys got it right. I think two of us said Hitler, and then the guy who was to my left got it right. And, yeah, he went on. He won, like, four games, I think. So
oh, wow.
Good on him.
Well, yeah, that's good. So you didn't lose to, like, some...
Yeah, he wasn't, like, a one and done.
That like, the guy good. Who lost to you was probably like, that motherfucker couldn't even get Stalin.
Yeah, he's probably watching, like, oh, I would have gotten Stalin. Yeah, well, dude should know about witness protection program if he wants to stay on the show.
Great. I mean, goddamn. I think that's like all we need to say about. Should we get into the topic? Oh, we gotta do. Let's do the wow scale.
Wow scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willie?
Wow scale stands for Wait or Willie. We're going to question you. It's five questions. At the end, we'll give you a grade between 0 and 5. A 0 means a Wade, a 5 means a Willie.
How did you guys... Why did you get 0 and he got 5? I feel like you got kind of screwed on that one.
The 0... I take pride in the 0 rating. It means that I'm the least insane.
The okay, most the most skeptical.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. First question is a 3-part question.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe in aliens because the universe is just too vast for us to think that we're the only intelligent life in the infinity of the universe. It would be just really egotistical on the part of the human race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we are as a race. We're very narcissistic.
Yeah. Best beings ever. But also, by the same token, because the universe is so vast, I don't think that they've come to this Earth. I just think they're out there. I don't think they've been here. That is my my kind of position on that. And also, I guess that the third question would be, I don't think they've been in the past 300 years.
Yeah, that's a very, you know, balanced answer.
Can't wait to see what I get on the wow scale.
Where are you from?
Boston, baby. Go Pats.
Oh, right. Of course. Were you raised religious at all? Are you a Catholic guy?
I was raised Catholic. I wouldn't say I'm kind of a lapsed Catholic, they call it. So I think the Catholic Church is ridiculous with some of the rules. I think most religions are ridiculous with some of their rules. But in particular, Catholicism has a lot of things I can't hang with. So I'm not against people that are religious. I think whatever helps you is great. But myself, I don't really practice Catholicism.
Okay. Do you believe in ghosts?
That's a tough one. Does it have to be a yes or no? I'm kind of open to ghosts.
You can elaborate as you see fit.
Yeah, I'm kind of open to the idea of ghosts. I think that paranormal activity, it can't all just be people imagining things and having hallucinations. And it is really fun to go to these haunted sites. And you hear about all these things that happen. In fact, someone that I work with used to manage the Jonas Brothers restaurant. Which was right by Cedar Sinai.
They have a restaurant?
Yeah, they sold it, I think. But it was like an Italian restaurant, and all sorts of spooky shit happened there. And this woman that I worked with, I work with her now, and she was telling me about all the crazy things that would happen at that restaurant and how haunted it was. And I guess my answer is I kind of go in phases. I say, like, that's all bullshit. All these ghosts aren't fake. And then, like, I get someone that's really convincing that tells me that this happened to me.
Yeah.
And then I start believing again. So I'm about in the middle, but leaning towards ghosts existing.
Okay. But yeah. No personal ghost stories or anything?
Certainly not. I would welcome that.
You would?
Yeah. Hello, ghosts, if you're listening, please come and visit.
I may not be a channel, but you can come say hi.
Yeah, like, come say what's up.
Okay, what about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, I think, is complete bullshit. I'm not down with Bigfoot. I think that there's just hoax after hoax after hoax.
Do you believe in any, like, of the Loch Ness or Chupacabra?
I don't.
Sort of.
Okay. No, I'm not on board with the Loch Ness, Chupacabra, Yeti.
Thunderbird.
The car?
I'm just testing. Nobody knows what that is.
What's the other one?
It's like people think it might be a pterodactyl or a giant bird that still exists. Whatever, go on.
New Jersey Devil. You guys have heard of that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that the hockey team is actually named after the New Jersey Devil.
Oh, snap.
He's like a local...
Watch it might pop again.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. There's actually a local legend in New Jersey. He's like the local Chupacabra.
I didn't know they were named after that either. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is it going again?
Yeah, well...
All right.
I don't know what's up with these beers, man.
The slowest of the slow.
I'm glad it's not me, because it's happened before.
I'll stick to bottles, I guess.
I felt like it was me.
What are some other of the wow scale questions? Anyway, thank you.
So
I'm not on board with any of those, like, supernatural beings, Loch Ness Monster. You know, they had one in supposedly in Lake Champlain in Vermont. Champy, I think his name is.
Champ.
But
that just sounds like jealousy.
I haven't heard of him. Yeah,
we got one too.
They have Loch Envy. Yeah.
What about psychics? Do you believe in psychics?
Yeah. Yeah, psychics I do believe in. Yeah.
Really?
I do. I've had just too many people that said I've never gone to a psychic. I kind of would have some fun doing it maybe, but too many people I know have gone to psychics and been told things that were true from their lives, and they told me about that. And my understanding is that police departments, unless this is me just believing television, police departments use them to find dead bodies and stuff, and I think that's crazy.
100% they do.
And it kind of legitimizes it.
They're not 100% with them, but it does work. It's usually a last-ditch effort
for
a cold case, or they can't figure it out, but...
I feel like it
is 100% true.
Police departments that are supposed to solve their crimes scientifically reach out to psychics on occasion. There has to be something to it. So yeah, I'm on the Willy side on that one.
Well, you know that the police are stupid. Like, you know that, right? It's a fact. If you have too high of an IQ, you can't be a police officer.
You know what would be amazing? Let's say psychics aren't real. but they're just right some of the time, and it's even better than regular police work.
Well, don't you think it's a little bit of like, I could probably go in and they could tell me like whatever they were going to tell me, and I would just have fresh eyes and be like, oh, maybe it's this, right? Like, couldn't that just be?
I'm seeing a lake, and
yeah, I don't know,
just kind of like vague.
It seems like, yeah, maybe just like, yeah, whatever. You grew up playing sports. Do you have any superstitions?
No, not really. I mean, I don't know. I guess I had my routines like everyone does when they play, like Nomar Garciapar, like tightening his gloves before.
That's more of a routine, like you said. That's
There were certain things I needed to stretch a certain way before.
How tall are you?
6'3" and a half-ish.
Do you play basketball at all?
I did play basketball. I wasn't very good. I play a lot now. Just pick up basketball. But I never made the varsity team or anything like that. In high school. I played JV.
You must have been pretty bad. Were you this tall when you were in high school?
I was this tall.
You must have been pretty bad.
6'3", though, you're in the weird position where, were you from, was your town small or big? I know high school was small, but.
Well, my high school, it was in Boston, but it was a private school. It was a very small school.
Because most 6'3", you're in the weird zone of like, well, you can't play center. Well, you can't play, you could play forward, but most forwards are taller.
Pretty sure at 6'3" in high school, you can play center.
Depending upon the conference.
Yeah,
bigger schools are going to have a 6'6 center or a 6'8 center. I'd be a forward. I was a forward. I don't know. I wasn't that good at basketball. My dad is a basketball coach and has been a basketball coach since like the early 60s. And
wow.
He's in like the Hall of Fame in
the
Massachusetts High School, like Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. Coaching. So that was like his whole job.
He also taught and he worked for the city for many years. He was like, ran the parks department for the city of Boston, and there was a thing called the Youth Activities Commission. So he's just always been involved with kids, yeah, with sports and with kids.
I might end up doing that. If I wasn't in this town, I'd definitely be doing that. I coached third and fourth and fifth grade girls and boys basketball in Colorado. And
all right, so I'm going to give you like a 2 out of 5, I think.
Okay, so more Wade than Willie.
Yeah. Just on the Wade side, don't you think?
Yeah.
It's a very scientific process.
Yeah. Let's get to the topic, Willie.
Okay, one more. Let me finish chewing this.
Oh my god.
Let me say this real quick. If you're a Lyft driver out there and you listen to the show because of all these Lyft rides that I get to and from this show. Thank you, and hit us up at wadeandwillie@gmail.com. I'll hook you up with something. Because every time I come here, I talk to a Lyft driver, and I tell them about the show. I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. I don't think any of them do. But if you're listening because I talk to you, hit us up, wadeandwillie@gmail.com.
And you'll give them what?
I'll give you one of our pins.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just like, If they're not listening, I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need to talk to my Lyft drivers anymore about the show.
I don't know.
Right? And then also
I'm baffled by this.
I'm speechless over this.
Another thing, do you guys accept the Dodgers accepting World Series trophies for the ones they lost? Are they going to give them to the Dodgers?
Is that what's going to happen?
What, because of the Houston thing?
They're pulling them from Houston and was Boston last year?
Boston was last year, yeah.
And it was the same coach from the previous year, right?
He was like the assistant coach for the Astros, and then he was the coach for the Sox.
They're pulling the World Series trophies from them.
They are, really? They're doing
they really
that?
Just give the World Series trophies to the Dodgers?
I don't know if they're giving them to the Dodgers, but I know that they're pulling them from the Astros and the Red Sox.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't know it was that far.
Isn't that fucking huge?
It's
weird because had this happened 5 years ago, there's no way they would have pulled him. I'm just saying that like
well,
I feel like...
Well, aren't they just going to put a little asterisk next to him? They're not actually going to pull him.
Because you can't award the trophies to the Dodgers because who's to say if the Red Sox or the Astros didn't cheat, who's to say they wouldn't have won anyway?
Yeah.
So yeah, or who's to say the other teams in the playoffs wouldn't have beat the Dodgers?
Like, I feel like wherever we're at now, they may end up trying to give it to them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In the age of kind of like the
reparations, restoration,
and trying to make everything right, are they going to try to give them like a kind of like a participation, like trophy thing?
I don't think so. I don't think they could. There's way too many variables. You can't just give it to the team that they lost to or that they beat.
I agree with you. And I know that they're pulling them. It's just weird because I'm like, I feel like they're going to do something stupid.
It's happened many times in sports where they've like kind of vacated the title. It happens in college a lot when they find out after the fact that
like
so and so was given $15,000 per semester in cash from the alumni, and so he was a star player on the team, and then they like vacate the title, so there was no national champion that year in basketball, or there was or this team didn't make the Final Four, even though they did.
That's
all
probably what
stupid.
They'll do.
It's just an asterisk.
That's what I think too. I just was imagining them doing something dumb. Where I'm like, fuck, dude, that's gonna suck. Because like picture like even MVP and stuff like that. Whatever. Okay. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, is there proof of advanced ancient technology, specifically in Egypt? If so, could this advanced ancient technology be from aliens? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay, well, but we're mostly talking about Egypt, right? Because that's all that's all the research I did. And I did a very loose... So basically, there's no... If we're talking real life, there's no real... There's theories on how the pyramids were built, but nobody really knows. What I found is they uncovered a scroll at some point that showed how they got... is it the limestone? What's the heavy rock?
Well, limestone is most of the pyramid, but the heavy rocks within it are granite. But most of the blocks are limestone. All of the blocks are limestone. The main.
So there was like an actual diagram that they found in the scroll that showed that they used like a series of canals that they would fill up with water from the Nile, and then like float the stones to the location that they were building the pyramid. The way that they actually built the pyramid is up for discussion. Like everything that I read is like they used ramps. They would like make a staircase and then use ramps, sort of pull those up, chisel them down. They would use copper tools to chisel like the softer rocks, but then the harder rocks they would have to use like a different rock and like kind of hammer it away. And then they would fill in the gaps in between the stones with like a mix of like wood and dirt and like whatever they could, just like as a, what's the stuff in between bricks?
Mortar.
But no one really knows. Everyone says like ramps, canals, but no one really knows. So there's no real life based on this. Is that on par with like what you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's the general consensus, even though when you start looking this stuff up, there doesn't seem to be a consensus. It's just what they're teaching.
I don't know if it's what they're teaching. Like, everyone has their own theories. If you go to the Wikipedia page, there's a fucking million different theories on, like, how it got built.
Yeah, no, I'm actually proud of Wikipedia for having the options on there, because I feel like growing up, they taught us one thing as fact.
See, you keep saying that they taught us shit. I never was taught how the pyramids were built.
I wasn't either. What was that one fact, the method that they taught you?
That they rolled them on logs of wood.
Oh, right. And they had like oxen and slaves pulling.
Yeah, slaves is a big word, because I don't believe that they were slaves. I don't believe they used logs of wood.
Okay.
There weren't many trees there.
I have heard that one with the logs to be like a kind of a conveyor belt.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think one of the theories with the reason that there's no trees there is because they cut them all down to like build this thing and like kind of fucked up their ecosystem. And that's why it's a desert, and that's why the Nile is like nowhere near there anymore. Right?
I could buy that they cut down most of the trees, but I don't.
Well, so, okay, so So what's the? I mean, but
well,
that's
I don't
just
think that could change the climate though. If they cut down the trees, I don't think that could make it rain less there, right?
No.
Well, sure, it could change the ecosystem where there's less.
Well, the
carbon dioxide in the air.
Their desert's true. So dry though that and you hear about.
But this is not what we're talking about. These are the theories.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is the sci-fi version of this?
Well, wait, I want to do two other things before the pyramid. Is that cool?
I guess.
Or should we just do pyramids? I could drop.
Well, I don't know.
Well, because it's like one thing in particular, the Baghdad battery. I know maybe I didn't mention that, but it's like, do you know what the Baghdad battery is?
No.
I watched the YouTube video on the way over about the Baghdad battery. That's as far as I've done the research.
So, and that's fine. This thing kind of came and went. They found these 5-inch terracotta pots, right? And these things had a copper cylinder inside, rolled up a copper sheet, and there was a little iron rod in the middle. And they found these things in. There's dispute on where they found them. One of them is that the guy, Wilhelm F.M. Gray, he found them when he was, what do you call, digging up a site, whatever?
Excavating,
thank you. He was a German archaeologist. Some say he found it in this 2,000-year-old village near Baghdad, and some say he found them in the basement of the museum. This is one of those stories where we talked about where it's like, oh, the guy found the Baghdad battery in some locked museum door, right?
Wait, what is the Baghdad battery?
Well, it's this little terracotta pot, right? But some people say that the way that this thing is built, if you put, you know,
lemon juice,
wine, grape juice, vinegar, or an acidic electrolyte, that it will actually generate an electrical current up to 2 volts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so this thing, I know that this fuels, you know, ancient alien stuff all the time, but like they found these little pots and they're like, oh, if you put an acidic juice in it, it actually works like a battery, exactly like a battery. I've mentioned this on the show before, and it's funny because it's like, oh, yeah, this guy opened this door and found all these things in there. And it's like, what the fuck door are you looking in the museum? Turns out he ended up being the curator of the museum. So he found them in a room because he ended up being the curator, not because he stumbled across some room. Anyways, I know this is just a side tangent, but when it comes to this things, if these Baghdad batteries existed as a battery, then they were basically working with electricity. Just saying that, like, this is something that falls in line with ancient Egypt actually having electricity. And then to sum it all up, in 2003, the museum got raided and all the batteries got taken. So this is something that just kind of came.
War.
Yeah, this came and went. So all of the proof of it is gone. This is all documented. This thing, people recreated exactly what they found and produced charges with it. And there were a lot of claims out there for what they were powering. So I just wanted to mention this real quick because there's not much to talk about it because it's like, well, some people don't believe that they actually were batteries. They just work like batteries. They just happen to be exactly the same thing that would work like one.
Yeah, like I saw this YouTube video that I was watching was saying maybe they weren't trying to power lights. Maybe they were just using it to create an electric shock. Like they could kind of electrify a statue of a god, and so if you went up and like touched the god in like homage, you would feel a jolt, and that would be a connection with the god.
And that would make you give all your money to be part of the religion.
Whatever. Maybe, yeah,
proof
exactly.
Yeah.
That actually goes, one of the things I read was this woman, some historian woman was like, there's no records on how they built the pyramids because it's propaganda. Like, they were the only ones who could build these pyramids, and then they like destroyed all records on how they actually did it because they didn't want anyone to know. They wanted to be like, hey, if you believe in our gods, like, you can make this, like, look at this big fucking thing that we built.
I'm glad you brought that up because to me, it's the craziest thing about all of this stuff. Because I don't know when ancient Egypt became modern Egypt and what happened to all that information.
And could people have held on to those techniques? Because I don't even know the history of Egypt. Did they get taken over? Maybe they didn't want the enemy to know how to build it. I don't know. It's crazy to me to go like, how did this information just get lost?
Well, it was taken over many times, right? The Romans controlled Egypt. I think the Persians controlled
Egypt. Yeah, and I know that that's happened before. But even in situations when you do that to a civilization, like, you don't lose everything. It's crazy.
But I think that goes to my point where they were like purposefully not writing shit down because they didn't want that knowledge to spread to other tribes, other communities, like any of that stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't think I would buy into that, but I do. Yeah, I'm gonna chug it.
Well, it doesn't matter if you chug it. It's gonna... All right.
It's a good pod.
Yeah. So anyways, that's just the Baghdad battery part. And I was going to talk about the anti-Kathiri mechanism, but the same thing. It's going to be something to be brushed over so much. Let's get into the pyramids.
That's really what everyone wants to hear about is the pyramids.
Yeah. Me, the crazy person, think it's crazy to think that aliens helped build the pyramids. I think that is brushing off how intelligent ancient humans are.
See, I feel like I'm rubbing off on you.
But I've always felt that way.
Could it be that Willy is not a 5 on the WoW scale anymore?
Well, the WoW scale...
I mean, like, even with this battery that you were just talking about, I was like, humans could figure that out. Like, you don't need aliens to tell you about conductive materials.
And this is the weird thing, too. Let me just close with this, is that a lot of people in the realm of, it was a battery, but they used it to electroplate jewelry. They've never found electroplated jewelry in ancient Egypt.
Right.
So it's crazy because I've always heard that and be like, oh, yeah, they're making jewelry and without even looking up anything and then just going like, well, I believe this battery was real and I don't believe they were electroplating jewelry. So what did they use electricity for? It's just crazy to contemplate because we'll never get it right. Too much information has been lost.
Yeah.
So speculation is great, but, you know, there's no hieroglyph for pyramids, so we're going to have fun. And why would there be, right? What is the pyramid? The tomb of the great everyone except everyone that's buried in the Valley of the Kings. They've never found a body in any of these old pyramids.
I mean, the pyramid could be essentially the same as, like, Mount Rushmore, where it's just like, oh, yeah, we're building this thing. Or the Washington Monument, any of these fucking things that we have, it's just like, yeah, we're making these things so that people, because it's a monument to something.
Well, I mean, so you saying that makes me say this right away. And it's funny because I saved this comment to be my conclusion of the episode, but we're at this moment right now, and I'm like, picture humans 400 years from now.
All right.
Let's say 1,000 years from now.
They're all super sexy. They're all mixed race.
Yeah.
They're like, still...
like Derek Jeters.
Yeah. They all look great.
The same tone, which is a little bit darker than white, but not white and not dark.
Just the perfect mix, man.
Yeah. Olive. They're still going to know what Mount Rushmore is, no matter what happens.
Well, yeah, I suppose because we have laws that protect it and... you know, raiders won't be able to go and like chip off George Washington's nose or what have you. Like
But 400 years isn't long enough.
Well,
right?
I mean,
because the pyramids were what, like 15th century or something.
Well,
they were
2,000. They were supposedly built 2,000 years before Christ was born.
Oh, they're that old?
I thought they were older than that.
Well, I think that they're way older.
Oh yeah, 15th century doesn't make sense.
I read something that was like, Cleopatra lived closer to our time in 2020 than she did to the creation of the pyramids. Something like that.
Well,
I've heard that.
I'm going to have to look this
up.
Wait,
but no, this is like not a... There's no argument to be had here. All I'm saying is like the pyramids are fucking old. Much older than Mount Rushmore would be.
They were already ancient when Jesus was kicking around. That's my understanding.
But supposedly, according to us, we still have all of the records of everybody of all these dynasties that existed. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, the record of who built them, we have records of all of those civilizations.
Okay.
We just don't have the records of how they built them. According to us, I'm just saying, I just want to know the date that they were built, because I think it's all shady. And I think that you brought up a good point of like, yeah, it was all weird control. And so,
well, I was only saying like the time frame that you had with 400 years. Like 400 years isn't long enough.
But I changed it a couple times and I was like, oh, about 1,000 years.
True.
Yeah, I think maybe 1,000 years we're talking about a different thing. Because then they're like, what is this?
But I still think that everybody clear as day knows what Mount Rushmore is.
In 1,000 years, I don't know, when like the elements kind of like take over and stuff. Like, true. It gets like wind blown years, and stuff.
But there's a million photos of Mount Rushmore. I know that those digital media may go away, but there'll still be film and there'll still be. I'm saying it's all Mount Rushmore is so documented that we'll never forget what it is.
So we will never forget like who the four guys are and what the significance.
And the only way that we will forget, because let's say Iraq takes over America. Okay. Impossible, but let's just say that they do.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore will, and even if they deface it, they can't get rid of it. So everyone will still know what America was, and they will still know what Mount Rushmore is.
Well, everything is more documented now and saved on hard drives and...
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you know, we still know, like, Tutankhamun and fucking, like, all that shit. Like, so...
So, listen, they were built roughly 2,500 to 2,500 BC.
So we're talking, like, 4,000 years, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah,
I feel like America is so big that in 4,000 years, yes, you would still know, like, what Mount Rushmore is. Yeah. Even if it gets like wind blown and fucking defaced,
yeah, there would that's, still that's be like. That's all I'm getting at is that like we'll still know everything about it.
So what? But why do you bring that up?
Well, and so we're gonna get into pyramid building, but like to just jump on that statement. All I'm saying is how the pyramids were built. Specifically, all of that because there anybody who is a machine worker or who has looked into the pyramid building from that angle, there is clear proof of machinery being used, saw marks that like stop, you know, mm-hmm. and tubular drilling with like weird precision. And even the Met Museum, they've got this piece where drilling was stopped on this little rock. It looks like nothing, but when you the way that they've analyzed it so much, they're like, well, this was tubular drilling. It was a bronze tubular drill, and they used this kind of stone or you know these harder materials to drill into it because all those pieces are microscopically in it. So they've you know what I mean? I'm just saying that like...
Oh, there's like pieces of the bit that like kind of chunked off and
so like, oh, this was a bronze tubular drill and these are the materials that they used to... they would drop sand in it to like help... but the sand was made of these harder materials.
Right.
Whatever. Just saying that like we still have lost all of the technology and all of the know-how of what they were doing. The current education of the pyramid building is they had these stones, they had these hand tools, and that's pretty much it. There were no giant saw blades, there was no technology. But like there is proof of technology. So how do you lose all of that information through generations, even if they're trying to hide it from the people that took them over? And my answer.
Well, but isn't okay, go on.
My answer is that there is a generation gap that happened where there was a civilization gap, not just people being taken over. Meaning that, like, the only way you lose all that information is if you have a period of no information.
Well, and maybe they didn't want they wanted everyone to think that. The gods made these things. Who knows? They might have just.
But even if so,
they might have just murdered everybody that made the pyramids. They might have just said, "Okay, like with just all these workers that know how this was made and know what the machinery is. Maybe they just back then killing people was like stepping on an ant. It wasn't like considered.
And there's no record and all this stuff. Yeah. But like, how do you get rid of tubular drills without anybody knowing anything about it? That's what shocks me about all of this.
I just don't know if you would even need to, right? Like, what?
Well, we haven't found any.
Because don't you think that a tubular drill at that time is just a rod with a hard fucking bit on it that people are just like hammering into the ground? Like, it's not, in my mind, it's not like some big machine that's like drilling. It's like manual labor, like fucking, okay, hammer this fucking thing in.
Well, see, in my mind, using things like the Baghdad bat. I don't know if you can use it. I don't know if there is a tubular drill that exists that you just kind of hammer with sand in there. Like I can see how that might work, but I feel like if that were the case, those would 100% be found everywhere.
If it's just maybe, I don't know. Like, I don't know that it needs hiding. It feels like hiding in plain sight. Like what is this thing? A fucking long rod with like granite on the end.
Yeah, I agree with you, but they've never found anything, and so like there's even evidence of like giant saw blades cutting out these limestone blocks, where they like seen some where they've like stopped because maybe the stone broke or something. And it's like, oh, okay, moving on. But you see the technology that was being used. I want to say it was electrical even because I don't know. I don't know how you have a saw blade that isn't electrical, but
what are you talking about? Haven't you seen those old cartoons with the two man saw? You're cutting down a big tree with you and your buddy. And
but when I say that though, I mean like circular saw being stopped in the middle of a cut.
I mean, I haven't read about the forensics, but do they
like that?
They think they had a circular saw.
Yeah, yeah, like that. That's if you look for it, it's everywhere.
I'll take your word for it. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a quick break, and I'll gather my.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. We're talking about. what are we talking about? Ancient technology? How do I say this? Future aliens, something in Egypt? Aliens, technology, Egypt, pyramids.
Advanced ancient technology.
Advanced ancient technology. Egypt. With our friend John Calgrady.
Willy Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister! Are you from the future?
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save your dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Hey, welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here with our friend John Calgrady, talking about ancient technology in Egypt. Willie?
Well, let me just say a few things. The pyramid, the Great Pyramid, 500 feet tall. It's the only big pyramid that we've been inside of. In 1978, the Nippon Company from Japan, they tried to recreate a 60-foot tall pyramid. they never finished. They even tried to use helicopters, and they got permission from Egypt to quarry stones from the area and try to drag them across the sand. They gave up. The Nova company, they tried to make a 20-foot-tall pyramid. I don't know when, but they were using front loaders and all kinds of modern machinery. And in both situations, they stopped because technologically they couldn't figure out how to get it to work.
Well, what was their problem? They're using all these like front loaders and helicopters. Why couldn't they do it?
I know, right? Well, I mean, here's the thing.
Like, what handicaps were they putting on themselves?
Yeah, I feel like we could do that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of these stones were 20,000 tons, right? They Egypt
even on the 60-foot one, or you mean the real ones?
Well, the real ones. Some of them are that heavy.
Okay,
they could, and this is probably specifically talking about the granite pieces, but
right.
They could lift 20,000 tons. Today we can only lift 1,300 tons. So they're first. I don't know how that they, but they could lift 20 times more than we could. So that was one problem. Is that like I think that. And I wish I had seen these specifically. I don't know what their specific problems were, but in both situations they gave up because they couldn't figure out how to put it together. So that brings me to this point where it's like when you look at anybody talking about pyramid construction, I know that there's alternative theories out there of like, oh, they built a ramp, oh, they built a spiral ramp, whatever. We don't even know how they built it brick to brick. We know the outside. And we know the chambers. There are three different ways they could have built them. One of them being brick by brick, you know, brick by brick all the way around. One of them is to build steps, and then do an outer layer the same way that the casing stones are an outer layer, right? Just bringing up these ideas because. There are different of all the theories out there. Like if you were doing it brick by brick, the ramp would be the best. If you built a step version and then built on top of that, then a different ramp would work better. I'm just saying that like we don't even know which method they used because we know the outside and we know the chambers. I've said this before, but the craziest thing about these pyramids are each stone was specifically cut to fit into the space that it fit in. It's not like they're all one size of stone. They're not all perfect squares, just stacked up. When you look at them, the joints that they have, they're different angles and stuff. And each stone is specifically cut to fit in that one spot. And that's just a mind-blowing thing to me because I've never considered that. So it's like, where did the cut happen? Did the cut happen before they put it into place? I mean, that's what it seems like it would be.
Yeah, it would have to be, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, not have it fit.
And then yeah, I mean, on something vertical like that, it would have to be, right? Because if you're just, like, tiling your floor, you can go like, oh, this one fits here. This one fits here. Like I've seen
just
that, right? Like
Tetris that shit.
Yeah.
And so I only bring that up to reiterate the fact that whatever method they were using is just something that's just lost through time. It seems like it's easy as okay, this one goes here, here's how this cuts. It goes here, it goes here, it goes here. Because according to the official record, they built the Great Pyramid in 20 years.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I never heard that. I would have guessed
and
500 years.
When you say 20 years, for how many stones are in there, you're putting in like a stone every less than an hour. Boop, 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 boop. Which, you know, if...
Wait, a stone of like what? What mass?
There's so many stones in the pyramids that in order for them... And let's just say the Great Pyramid. There's so many stones in that in order for them to build that within 20 years, you have to place a stone like less than an hour for each one.
Like a gigantic boulder, like
yeah.
The size of this room?
Yeah.
Well, not every time. That's got to be an average, right? Because like...
I would say it's an average, but
the stones on the inside are not like that.
Average.
Like you would... you know, you would do the inside a lot faster than you would do like the outside. Because the inside is just little whatever. It's not made up entirely of like these 20,000 tons.
Or? Yeah, I mean, not that one. Because when you look at the King's Chamber, there are 78, I believe. There are 43 beams that weigh 70 tons each. And, I mean, okay.
Well, so what's the deal? Is this, what's the ancient technology?
Well, I mean, I've brought this up before. Have you heard of Coral Castle?
No.
There's a guy in Florida who died, but he claims that he's like, hey, I figured out how they built the pyramids. And he had these giant stones, and he built a whole castle out of them. And this is well documented that the people who were dropping off these giant stones would leave their truck overnight, and then when they came back to pick up their trucks, the stones would be removed. So this guy built a giant castle in Florida using giant stones, supposedly with no machinery help. And the whole thing was he was trying to get somebody to pay him to give him this, to reveal the secrets of Egypt, but nobody was paying. So he built this castle and he died.
I mean, talk about a bad business plan.
I know, dude.
Like, you got to sell something that people want.
I feel bad for the guy.
I know. I feel bad for humanity because he held on to the secret for, what, money? Like, fuck
off.
Or
he was a scam, dude.
Well, he just kind of couldn't be a scam because, like this Nippon company in 78, they're a car company. I'm not saying that they're the smartest company around, but they couldn't pick up the blocks with helicopters. They just got stuck. It didn't work. And this guy was figuring out how to build by himself, supposedly. But it's well done. Well, whatever. So, I'm just saying the more that you look into the actual construction, which is still a mystery and an enigma, the more baffling it gets. So let me throw this out there. This is all. The King's Chamber is made up of pink granite, and which is high in crystalline quartz, right? Which back then the closest quarry of that was 500 miles away. And if you can mechanically squeeze crystalline quartz, it produces electricity. And so I know that this is on record that NASA knows of this, but these beams around the King's Chamber, they're all tuned to where they vibrate at 438 cycles per second, which is F sharp. So they have these stones in the middle that are basically independent of the pyramid. There's almost like a shock built in around them so that they can vibrate.
Wait, I'm not following you. What do you mean they vibrate? Like what causes them to vibrate?
Well,
you mean if you hit them with a hammer, it would sound like F sharp?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And the crazy thing about this is that from the Earth's rotation and the way that it wobbles, the frequency of the Earth is 438 cycles per second. The Earth vibrates at F sharp. And so there's somebody out there suggesting that if the pyramid, if these beams that are stacked on top of each other above the King's Chamber, made out of crystalline quartz, basically, if they can vibrate at that and the Earth is rotating and producing this frequency, that this now becomes an oscillator and that the pyramid is creating energy from the Earth's natural frequency. And so to me, this is the thing that I subscribe to, that the pyramid is a giant energy house. It produces energy.
And do you think that was used by the Egyptians?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me,
when I was saying earlier that there this civilization gap was there in place, and not on purpose, but like the reason why all this technology is lost is because I think the pyramids were built from a previous civilization that the Egyptians moved into. And so the Egyptians,
theory.
They didn't build the pyramids. There's no hieroglyph for pyramid. There, of all of the hieroglyphs that I've seen of pyramid building, looks like they could be. It doesn't actually look like building to me. They could be repairing. They could be working on, but not that they created the pyramids. So I feel like they moved into these things, and that they're actually. You know, basically the equivalent of a nuclear power plant from a previous civilization that may have died from a flood. I don't know. Maybe the whole civilization of Earth that was so advanced with all this technology, a flood happened. This is why you don't find their drills. This is why you don't find their saws, is because the Egyptians didn't build this shit. They just took credit for it because they moved in.
And then they chose to use these giant structures to be tombs for their pharaohs? Or
well, it could be that, even though they still haven't found any bodies in that.
Because there's been so much ransacking, right? I mean, you can easily explain that the no bodies being found is just, they've been like looted since day one.
I could subscribe to that, but they're definitely, I don't know. The Valley of the Kings to me throws it all off, where like every major king is buried in this other place. Like, they didn't get moved there.
Well, I mean, but we're talking about how they built the pyramids. So, like, let's say it wasn't Egypt. How did they... What's the answer? I mean, you're just talking about, like, oh, maybe the people who we thought built the pyramids didn't build the pyramids. But then, like, how did we build the pyramids?
Yeah, I mean, my answer is that previous civilization had technologies that harnessed the all of the information around them, how did they know the frequency of the Earth and how to capture that energy. And
but why is that even important? Like, why, if you're building a building, why would you need it to be the same frequency as the Earth?
Oh, and it's not about it being a building, it's about it harnessing the energy. Like I don't mean to bring up Tesla, but Tesla's free energy device matches the design of the pyramid. But in order for that to work, the Nile had to run right next to the pyramids, which according to our history, it didn't when Egypt was there. The Nile did not run right next to the pyramids.
Okay.
But I think that when the pyramids were built, the Nile did.
Erosion if it had. Yeah.
Because there were a lot of these tunnels underneath it of like the previous Nile. If the Nile was that big and right next to the pyramids, there would be chambers of tunnels underneath it just naturally. And there are. There definitely are. Those,
well, yeah, I know that, but you could also say that those tunnels are the way that they got the stones there. Like, they flooded those tunnels, floated the stones down on like boats, because that's one of the thing that the scroll that they found. They said like they definitely moved stones on water,
but they were underground. The tunnels you're saying
there are.
I guess most tunnels are
there, yeah. But there are tunnels underneath.
But there's also 5,000 years of wind covering them with sand and stuff like that.
Yeah, but according to the official record, though, the Nile was still...
Regardless of the Nile, I'm just saying, like, wherever the Nile was at this time, they still could have, like, built channels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I...
Well, it's weird to brush off... Like, I'm sorry to diverge in this way where it's like... Yeah, it still doesn't answer anything of who built it. So, like to get back on track...
But even who cares who built it? Like, how was it built? Get back on track. I'm sorry.
When you look at
I'll just try to go in a new direction. One is that let's say the Egyptians built the pyramids 2500 BC.
Okay.
And let's say that the people that built it wanted to hide all that information so that nobody else knew how to build it. I could see that. Freemasons, they're not like, hey, here's how you build everything, you know, of today. Just saying, like, they have a skill and they're holding on to that skill because that's an important thing that, like...
Well, information was power, and to a large extent it still is today. So if you had a technology, you wanted to safeguard it from other civilizations that might use it to defeat you.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it's not like sure. KFC is giving out their 17 spices or whatever.
Like, you could figure out how to make it taste like KFC, but it's not KFC. And so in that respect, let's just say that the information died with the people that built it. But the crazy thing, though, is even in that storyline, you have... This is just a perspective of... I feel like the West still says, like, well, this is just stonework, so they weren't that smart. There's still, like, building the pyramids was such a magnificent...
Accomplishment,
yes. That, like, we can't build them today. We could not even build a smaller version of it because we don't know how to work with those stones. And that might be, I'm just saying that, I'm only bringing this up because it's like, well, from a civilization standpoint, they were smart and then we got dumb and then we got smart again. I'm just saying, like, that doesn't match with...
But what are you saying? Like, do you think that, like, society was... smarter than we are now, or less smart than we are now?
Well, I think
because basically you're saying, like, oh, definitely there was like an age where we were smart, and then something happened where we all got dumb, and then we had to relearn from there. That's what you're saying, right?
Like, yeah, like just by stretching, I'm like, well, I think that whether it was a flood story or a nuclear story, because there's weird information about nuclear energy being proof of another nuclear event happening within history, which is fringe theories.
Well, but that can't be true because we date wine based on if there are like nuclear shit in it because of the atomic bomb.
Yeah, but wine from BC doesn't exist. So
true.
I'm just, you know, in the same way that anybody picks and chooses all the things to support all their things, I'm just like, it doesn't make sense that they built the pyramids and then the technology to build that went away, so much so that we can't even figure out how to do it now.
I think we could do it now. I don't know that I'm on board with the notion that we couldn't build a pyramid now.
I mean, we could 100% build it. Like, weren't these people trying to do it with, like, handicapping themselves by trying to do it with what they knew were the tools of the time?
No, he said they were using helicopters, right? And they still couldn't do it?
Yeah, the Japanese company in 78, they tried to do it properly, and then they gave up and, like, let's use helicopters, and then that didn't work. But then when Nova tried to do it, they were full-on using everything they could.
I think,
and it was only a 20... They couldn't build a 20-foot-tall version of it, meaning from... I know 20 feet doesn't sound like much, but to get one block into place and then build around that blocks, because and that negates the fact that there's chambers within it.
I don't believe that we are not able to
make
these.
We could. In the 1600s, yeah, like in the 1600s in Boston, there was an area that was, it was ocean, it was seawater, and they filled it in and they created a neighborhood called Back Bay. And so people live there now. There's bars, restaurants. There's a whole... The tallest building in Boston is there. It's in the Back Bay. So they took dirt, just thousands and thousands of man hours, took dirt from the hills of Boston and basically just destroyed a couple of hills and threw dirt into the ocean until it became land. They actually made land out of the ocean. It was very shallow.
That's like what Lex Luthor was trying to do in that one movie.
Which I didn't see the new Superman.
I don't know, one of the Supermans. He was like, I'll just make land.
Was it a Return to Superman?
It was all the shitty rock land. He's like, look, real estate. I got land, but it's like you can't develop that, man. But, like, what are you doing?
If that's possible though, in the 1600s, when you actually, it's in Boston, you have to pay the people that you're doing it with. I think if you have the manpower they had in Egypt, you could put the bottom layer, and then you could just put however many cubic meters of dirt on top of it, and then create. Basically, you bury that whole bottom layer, and then you bring in like the next layer, because that's like
when you say that though, like if you
and then you take the dirt.
If you look at the history of any building, that's actually like they must have gotten lucky, because even in Vegas, when they're like building new stuff, like they'll have pieces shift because of the weight. The Great Pyramid is so fucking heavy, like all those stones stacked together is so heavy, and it moved, I think, inches, meaning the groundwork they put under there. The most amazing thing about the pyramids is not necessarily the pyramids are amazing, but the base that it's sitting on is even more crazy. Like, they have giant slabs of limestone that didn't move, where they also cut those out too. And so, to me, the crazy thing about the pyramids is the base that it's sitting on didn't move much after 4,000 years. And then also, if you're going to talk about ramp building, well, all the weight would make it shift. And then also, all the sand that filled in on top of it, you know, when you see pictures of the Sphinx of only the head,
yeah,
all of that sand being on top of it too still didn't make the pyramids move. So not only do you have these heavy-ass pyramids, fill it up with sand, and the base, and it didn't move. Whereas any building that they're building, any skyscraper, you have to look into this, because this is crazy, but like they sink feet at a time, and then they have to like pump it up, raise it up, and put new supports in there because...
But do you have like... I don't know if you're withholding or if you don't have this. Do you... Is there a theory on how they did this that you're not telling? Are you building to this thing, or are we not going to get it?
What I believe is that the technology that they used, they had saws to cut the stones, and then when they put them in place, I feel like their technology was more advanced than ours, to where it feels like magic. Because let's say we brought in a stone the size of this building, right?
Yeah.
And we needed to fit it into the building next to it, and it wasn't a straight line. There's nothing that we have other than like
mortar.
Constant measuring. Well, but like saying that though, there are parts that have mortar, but when you look at the stones, it's just stone on stone.
After 4,000 years, probably. I mean, maybe it settled together.
And maybe some of the mortar kind of petrified.
Well, I'm saying for the most part, though, the mortar, it's almost like they found a spot that had mortar so that they could say, yeah, there's mortar in here. But when you look at the stones next to each other, there's no mortar.
So they look like they're just flush on top of each
other. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like that's the craziest thing. And then this is why they always say you can't even fit a piece of paper in between the stones, because here's this jagged stone.
All right,
that isn't perfect.
Really,
there's a stone next to it, and you can't put...
Yeah, yeah. But also like...
So liquefying the stone, is that what you're talking about?
No, we could build a brick building right now. We could take these fucking... What are they? 5x8 bricks? Whatever the fuck a brick is.
Go with it.
Put fucking mortar in between it, and then wait 4,000 years and see how that mortar like deteriorates or solidifies, and then you can't get a fucking piece of paper in between either.
But the mortar's never mistaken for the brick.
No, but that's like
the wind and the rain might take it all away until it just it is flush.
Yeah, it like settles down, and then the bricks sort of become one with one another through.
Whatever method that after I'm just saying, though, that like when you look at these pictures, there's no mortar. I know that you're saying...
No, but you're not listening to what we're saying. Like, the mortar could be gone, and then the bricks like settle upon one another.
But, yeah, but tomorrow, in 2,000 years, it just might look like all red, no white.
But if that happened, though, if the mortar went away and it shrunk on itself, it wouldn't be... You know that you know, like the Great Pyramids 8-sided.
It would top over because we're using 5x8 bricks. They're using like fucking 2,000-pound.
But you know that the
2,000-pound like 100
yeah,
pounds,
yeah, 20 ton, yeah. Whatever the fuck.
Like the Great Pyramids 8-sided, not 4-sided. That like
8-sided.
There's a convex part in the middle, so it's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 8-sided, not 4.
Oh.
And you can only observe that on the equinoxes because of the way that the shadow, the sun creates the shadow. But that, like, if the mortar were to go away, this thing wouldn't be this perfect.
But that to me sounds like it's not that perfect. They're doing a 4-sided thing that became an 8-sided thing because it's settled.
No,
who knows if they're trying to make an 8-sided thing or a 4-sided thing. You can't say no. This is my theory.
Well, I'm just like, if you look at this,
I'm looking at it.
If you look at the photo of the how it's 8-sided, it's
look at that. Yeah,
it can't be. It's so precise that it can't be a settling accident.
5, 6, 7, 8. Want to have a look at that, Wade?
Right. I mean, but you can, and for years they didn't know it was 8-sided. They just, you have to be in the air and. On an equinox.
How could they not see that crease? Is it a very subtle crease?
It is very subtle. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Because, I mean, listeners, you're going to have to Google what...
I know. Hey, listen to our show and then look some shit up afterwards.
Yeah, but just trust us. There's some pretty cool aerial shots above the Great Pyramid. And, yeah, some of the sides look like, instead of just being a straight triangle, they're
convex.
Yeah, it's they're caving in a little bit.
It's almost like a star.
And then when you go zoom in and look at how each stone is, you're like, oh, these aren't like perfect squares at all. It's mind-boggling how different each square is.
Right, so what?
So if you take some weird fucking random stone and put it next to another one and it fits perfect, but then it also fits on the external plan, you know, to be this 8-sided thing, I'm just saying, like, it's closer to magic than whatever we could think of.
All right, but come on. Hang on. Because what is this word that I want to say inertia. I know that's not right. It's when something is, like, pelted with sand for, like, years. Erosion.
Yeah.
Like, how does erosion not play into this? Over 4,000 years, erosion happens. But you can't protect it from erosion. But so that's definitely happening.
The craziest part of what you're saying, these pyramids have all lost the outer shell. And the outer shell was like smooth and white. And the outer shell was just taken from civilizations being like, hey, here's some free limestone. They were taking the pieces off of the buildings.
But that doesn't have anything to do with erosion, though.
But I'm saying that, like, whatever the pyramids we see today are, for 2,000 years at least, there was another shell on top of it.
Yeah, but that doesn't apply to my point. Like, 4,000 years, there's wind damage on this thing, right? Yeah. Like, there has to be.
And rain.
But I'm saying for at least 2,000 of that, there was another shell that would have taken all that damage, and then they took all that off.
Right.
And then so then what we're looking at is the bones without the skin. I'm saying the skin
is the shell. Where do you come up with this theory of the shell?
Have you seen the pyramid that looks like there's a piece on top? It's this one right here. When you look at the top of that pyramid,
okay,
the pyramids that exist today, the three, I think that there were four,
yeah,
they were all covered, with the stuff that's on top. That is it's a different type of limestone.
Okay,
and So this cover was taken off for just people building shit around him. Because why would you quarry something that has already been quarried? And here's these pyramids here. They weren't sacred for thousands of years. They just took pieces off of it and built a city around it with pieces from the pyramid.
Okay.
And so they used to be... These are all... The pyramids are all jagged and big blocks. They used to be smooth. You couldn't climb up them. They weren't meant for you to climb up. So they were. They all had smooth sides. And so the crazy thing is that this limestone on the that used to be the outside is a non-conductive limestone, but the inside stones are all conductive stones. So it's basically wrapped like a electrical wire.
Wow. So like people have actually tested like this is like a.
And so it's just. It's crazy to me. The more you learn about it, the crazier it gets. But like, it's just not something that I don't know. These things were.
But you keep houses. Marveling at them, but you've yet to say like any sort of like how were they built? What was the purpose? You didn't bring up the ice cream cone things. I mean, we've talked about that in the past.
Well, but because that is a side story that like takes away from the fact that no matter what happened, the guy at Coral Castle built a giant castle.
Right, but like what are we talking about? Are we just talking about that these are marvelous?
Well, they're so marvelous that they can't be from Egyptian times.
But so if that's your only thing, then like that, then that's just we dated them wrong.
But dating them wrong.
But why would, but who cares if they're from Egyptian times or from before? Like, what is that?
Well,
that doesn't do anything for us.
That's a good question. I just think that we were so far advanced before a previous civilization that, We've lost that information, and
and now we have iPhones.
but I guess the lesson is I mean I think that, and this is all fucking my bullshit, but I think that we had intelligent civilizations before, and then we killed ourselves, and so.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah. But then what are the ramifications of that? Like, why do you even care if that's true or not?
Well,
because we're here now. We have iPhones.
This pyramid, this energy house, this free energy machine, is the future that we should have. Not fucking fossil fuels, not nuclear energy, harnessing the energy of the earth. And so, like, I'm like, even in this better situation in my head where we could harness the energy of the universe, we still killed ourselves.
Yeah, but let's say you're right, and those are free energy machines. What if though, they're not like these massive power plants that you think they are? What if they can only, like, throw out the charge of like a 9-volt battery?
They're small batteries, like, yeah, that. Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, well, obviously we're not going to go that route, because that's just like not, why would we do that when we can like make better batteries?
Well, my argument to that is we've never been about making anything better. We've been about making more money.
Right, or making things cheaper. No, I
come
agree
on,
with that.
But that's a jaded like 40. We're all like 40 years old.
Sure,
like that's. Are you Gen X? Like,
goddamn right. I mean,
we're all fucking Gen X, like jaded people. Just because maybe they were making power out of this shit does not mean that it was better power.
Oh, and listen. To me, I'll just say this. My perspective, I think, is probably jaded from the fact that I'm so hopeful from a different time where you could have free energy. We can never have
free
energy.
Yeah, but free energy is fossil fuels. Like, that's not free energy. I mean, like,
it's, well, you know, you make a good point.
Once somebody markets it and takes control of it, it's not free energy.
Right. Because if we had that, and that was like the main way of powering things in our world, people would own it. The rich people would buy all the pyramids.
Yeah, and then we would pay for it.
And but the like, way, lease them to
but
us.
But the way that this works, though, is the energy is harnessed from the earth, and then it's just in the air. Tesla always talked about wireless electricity.
Okay.
That was free. If you built this thing, anybody could power anything without a company having to provide
if you
wires.
Built the thing, the company would build the thing, though.
Yeah, and that's why they never. That's why they never built it. That's why he was so mad at him. That's why. Well, whatever.
I mean, maybe that's not the safest thing. Like, you're being a little bit of a hypocrite. Not to call you out, but like, you're afraid of microwaves. You're afraid of like television waves, like any of these waves that are in the air. But you would be comfortable with like just electricity waves that we could all fucking like charge our cell phones with.
But these waves, these electricity waves are already here from the earth. The frequency of the earth is already here around us.
There's a lot of things from the earth that's killing us anyway. Like, I don't think it means it's safe just because the earth is doing it.
What do you mean? What's killing us from the earth?
I don't know. Fucking cancer? Like, aren't there things...
But isn't cancer... Aren't most cancers from man-made things?
Well, all right. So, I didn't have enough time to think about that.
Like things that we eat?
It just
sugars
doesn't...
that we've created through... You know.
I mean, we didn't invent microwaves, right? Like, microwaves existed. We didn't, come up with microwaves.
Well, microwaves exist, but they don't pass through us constantly until we started making devices that use them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but we haven't made devices that use like these weird free energy things. Like, that doesn't mean that like once we made those, it would fucking give us cancer.
Well, but these free energy things, and I don't think I'm well.
Here's what I think happened. I think Egypt was like, check it out, man. You run water down here. We got this weird antenna. It's like an antenna for like energy, like electricity shooting out through the air. We can like power all these things.
It's like a Vegas.
Whatever. Like, yeah. They're just doing it. And then someone came along and went like, well, but look at oil. Like, it burns. I can use it. It's everywhere. I just have to fucking dig for it.
And it was everywhere in their neighborhood, for sure.
Yeah, so and then like, they're just like, this is...
That it was everywhere in the world.
This is way better. I don't have to build a thing. I can just, like, scoop some of this up and, like, throw it in my thing and burn it. And then now I'm good. I don't have to, like, rely on the fucking Egypt power company to, like, give me power.
But they didn't really use oil, though, to my knowledge, I thought they just used like wood.
No, I'm saying this is what happened. This is why this technology died, because it was archaic. It was like, this is not practical. We have to do so much shit. We have to build pyramids that no one else can build for the next 5,000 years to harness this energy. Let's just dig up that oil. And then we can drive our cars around. They haven't been invented yet, but like once they are, it'll be so much easier.
When did oil first become, like petroleum, first get used as a fuel?
Rockefeller, Standard Oil. It was really for...
It was wood, and then it was, what, whale
coal.
Oil?
It was wood, coal. Then coal, then...
I know the whale...
Oil
thing was big for a while.
I could be wrong, but just spouting off the top of my head, oil to me came out Rockefeller, big ships and trains.
So like mid to late 1800s.
It was the Industrial Revolution. It was coal, right? And then like petroleum after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't fossil fuel. It was all wood until probably what? Like 1500 or something like that, and then they discovered like the whale thing. Or
I mean, maybe that's even the thing. They cut all their trees down because they were like, we got to move these big stones. Let's fucking use them as wheels.
Yeah.
Someone will invent the wheel eventually, but like we're using these tree stumps as wheels. We're going to move these big stones so that we can like make this dumb fucking antenna for electricity when they could have just been burning the wood in the first place.
I still think they're tombs. I still think they're tombs. I'm not on board. I'm on the zero side with the power plant theory. But I like what you were saying about, did you say there was no hieroglyphs that contain a pyramid?
There's no hieroglyph for pyramid, and there's no hieroglyphs within any of the pyramids they've been inside, which has just been the Great Pyramid. You know how, like, the Great Pyramid, there's three pyramids right next to each other?
Right.
They haven't been in the other two.
What? Explain that to me. They're not allowed to? They're afraid it's going to collapse on them? Or what is that? Why have they not been inside?
They had to really dig in and excavate to get into the Great Pyramid.
Well, I feel like...
Right,
it's 2020. Like, can't we get like a really small person to go in there that's not going to harm anything and get
well,
in there?
The problem
there's a nefarious Egyptian leader who is sanctifying all of these sites for monetary reasons.
Zawi Hawass. He has cut Egypt off from the world, and personally, I believe it's because he knows
some shit
that the ancient technologies used to build the pyramids
weren't actually Egyptian.
Yeah, yeah.
And so therefore for it kind him, of discredits his whole
yeah.
country's whole heritage as the leaders in technology.
And like he, when it comes innovators. To the Sphinx, right? The Sphinx has been, in my eyes, 100% to me, proven that the Sphinx is thousands of years older than the pyramids because of the weather damaging on the side.
Okay.
So and he claimed that there was no chamber underneath the Sphinx, and while there are pictures of him going into it.
I have just a literal question, though. It's in Egypt. Are they not your ancestors? Like, what's the difference between Egypt from 4,000 years ago and Egypt from fucking 7,000 years ago? Like, aren't you still proud, like... Oh, yeah, these are... We're right. in
well,
Egypt.
Didn't it happen on that exact square footage, which is now called Egypt, but it was
yeah.
something else.
Yeah, but who gives a shit? Right. It's still your ancestors.
Let me ask you this, because maybe... I'm curious if my conspiratory mind is so far gone that I can't even accept things anymore, right? So I take... What,
this is good. This is a moment of lucidity.
What was the... Throughout the history of humans, the strongest entity that was like the most mob boss style rule was the Christian Church from during the Crusades.
100%.
They killed everybody. They could kill anybody for somebody being suspected of not.
The church was the law, absolutely.
And so
what about it though? I mean, like, what do you mean?
And so, to me, I feel like they had so much money and so much power during this time, which was, you know, I can't even guess the years, but before 1500 or anywhere while during and before Columbus, you know, where they were expanding the colonialism. I feel like there was so much money in the Catholic and Christian church that they got rid of anything that didn't fit within their storyline of rule.
So you think, I don't understand what you mean. So they went to Egypt and well, I
question if they had so much power that the power accidentally exists today where they're like, you can't reveal any of this stuff. We got to. I mean, like, if you look at how many texts that they have in the Vatican that are off limits to everybody, they have miles of books that no one can look at. And so, what are in those books? And sure, I can speculate, but I would imagine that those are only the books
that would tear them down. And the books that would tear them down would be anything that that comes from a previous civilization, anything that comes from proof that they're a little bit wrong.
I mean, if you write about that, then they're the most benevolent sort of like winners, because like anyone else would just burn that shit. Why would you save it?
And that's why
later.
I think the library at Alexandria burned, because listen, when we look at ancient civilizations, we treat their history as myth. Even Egypt, even Sumeria, it's all myth.
No, but you just yes and me, but the point remains, why would you keep any of those records that would destroy
they could be
so
incriminating,
your...
then yeah. Why would you keep them, but be like, oh, wait, no, you can't go back here. This is like a special...
We're keeping them here because they could destroy us. You can't read them. Like, you wouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, my quick answer is, well, to us, let's say that there are 30 people that run this entity, that these 30 people can always go look at the truth, but no one else can.
No one else can, but when push came to shove, any country could just storm the Vatican and go in there, and they want to see those books, they can see them.
I mean, isn't that the whole thing in the Middle East, where they're just destroying other people's like fucking
icons?
Yeah.
But like, take for example the Book of Mary Magdalene.
I would love to. I don't know anything about it.
She wrote a book that at the Council of Nicaea they determined that this book was not allowed to be a part of the New Testament. But she was an apostle to some people, and the book that she read was kept from people for thousands of years.
Okay, and what's
now,
in the book?
And now we can read it.
Yeah.
But that would predicate that I would believe in the Bible in some way.
Well, I know, and that's the weird thing, is that the Bible is just texts that were put together to control population.
Well, 100%.
Maybe. I mean, they're moral stories. It's the same as fucking any of the Greek mythology stuff. It's like stories about how to be a person.
It's to me, the Bible is a book written by men that wanted to keep the poor people from killing the rich people and taking their stuff.
Yeah.
That's the Bible to me.
I think that's the rich people's interpretation of the Bible. And they're the only ones who can read it. And so that's what they say. They say like, hey, don't do any of these things because that'll keep us safe. I think it's all just like, oh, it's stories. And then you can weaponize stories, right?
Well, that's an interesting point too, because for a long time, people couldn't read the Bible. So
true.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know about fucking Mary Magdalene or any of this shit.
So minus all this stuff, as of today, which I didn't consider before, I could see how the technology of the pyramids could be lost through time. And that, so like, I could see that they had better technologies and that was lost through fucking someone taking control and those people not respecting them. It was like, well, you know, you took over Egypt, but we're not giving you the information. I could see how that's possible. But I also, in that same respect, go like, well, they didn't melt the saw blades. And so it's weird to me to be like, well, where's all the fucking... When you look for evidence of technology in Egypt, like advanced technology, saw blades, powered saw blades, that's fucking there. But you don't find the saw blades. So what the fuck happened? That's why I'm like, it must have been from a previous time, because we have found everything. We're not missing,
So do you think that these saw blades or whatever technology, do you think that was from another world, or where do you come down on that?
I'm down with I don't want to say aliens. I'm down with the idea of humans coming from another planet.
That would be aliens.
Technically, yes. But because I say it that way because for the most part, ancient astronaut theorists say that, like, well, they took the DNA of apes and mixed it with theirs and created today's humans. I'm like, well, we could have all just traveled here and then, like, that information was...
Wait, hang on. I just don't understand why you believe there were saw blades when there's no evidence of saw blades. You're just believing in conjecture that there were saw blades.
The cuts in the rocks, you're
saying? I've seen at least 20 photos where you see very smooth granite and then you see, like, where a... Like to me, a straight up saw blade. Where it's
no,
like,
but do you understand my point? Yeah, you've seen photos of, like, rocks, but, like, why do you believe that there were saw blades when there's no evidence of saw blades? Because it's more fun too. Because you want to believe that, like, we had
no. I don't want to believe in stuff that doesn't exist. I say that in the dumbest, funnest way where it's like, listen, I don't want to believe in anything. I've seen evidence of what looks like a cut on a stone that could not have been made from a guy with a rock. You know, like,
yeah, but you don't know that because, like, just in the same way that we don't know if this thing conducted electricity, you don't know how they cut rocks.
When I say saw blades in that respect, I'm saying, like, advanced tools. Now I could see how you could take let's say you could take neutrinos traveling through the planet, and you could harness them and blow them in a certain way that created what looked like a saw blade. I'm saying, like, the technology that I've seen, however it is, whether it's a saw blade or even vibrational sound energy, where it's like, hey, we could harness sound, and yeah, but it looks like a saw
cut. But you take it to these, like, weird sci-fi areas where I'm just like, oh, they took a harder rock than this rock, they rubbed it on it a shitload of times, and then they cut it. And then in 4,000 years, people are like, oh, this had to be a saw blade. Like, no one would take this amount of time to cut a rock.
I always remember that they had unlimited resources.
There was, like, supposedly, like, 50,000 slaves building the Pyramid of Giza.
Right. Like, if you gave me a sharp rock and a piece of paper, and I needed to make it look like a pair of scissors cut that paper, but you gave me, like, 40 days to use that rock to make that piece of paper look like it was cut by a pair of scissors, I could do it.
Yeah.
Like, and you, like, multiply that, kind of extrapolate that with cutting giant slabs of rock.
And
that you could do it. You could make them look like they were saw blades.
And my thing is, I agree with you guys, but if that were the case, that would survive more than a saw blade. That, you know what I mean? So, like, here's a picture of a stone where, like, I'm just saying, like, let's say it was something easy. I think it would be so easy that people would continue to do it after the pyramids were built. And that technology didn't exist after the pyramids were built.
I don't know why you would want to. Like, the pyramids were such a thing about let's be definitive about this, whereas other people are like, I need a house, I'm gonna fucking put some fucking mud rocks on
life
top
is about
of,
survival for most of the existence of mankind.
I'm not a pharaoh, yeah, I don't have 50,000 slaves, I'm just gonna, like, make a little fucking house for myself. Like, I don't know, you're weird because you're an optimist and a skeptic at the same time, where, like, you're so optimistic about, like, what we can do, but you're so skeptical about when we can do it.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, with enough time and enough manpower, you could, like, accomplish any of this shit. Like, those people who paint pictures with just, like, doing dots, pointillism.
Yeah.
Like, just because I can't do it doesn't mean you can't.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, even after this episode, I'm like, yeah, I can accept that things were lost because only a few knew. I can accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that 100% slaves did not build the pyramids, and that they've uncovered cities around the pyramids for the workers of the pyramids, meaning like they weren't fucking slaves. Their families were there. This was a community that built this thing.
Well, how I mean, there was slaves in colonial times that had families that lived together around the fucking.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could say that on the plantations there was little villages where like they had huts and
just because they lived together doesn't mean they're not slaves.
I'm saying that this is presented as such a fact where it's like, if they were slaves, this whole fucking village wouldn't be here.
Well, I don't understand that at all, because where are the slaves going to live?
Well, if you're a slave, you don't take the slave's family. Sure, you have quarters.
No, you do, though.
No,
you
because, don't. Well, the slave, if the slave has a family, then that's like when each time a child is born, that's a future slave.
Yeah, fucking cha-ching. So you want them to procreate. Now I got four slaves.
But you guys are talking about families being built after the slaves. I'm saying that these. I know that we're nitpicking, but I'm saying like this isn't me coming up with this. These are people saying like, there's no way these were slaves because the whole community came with them.
That doesn't make maybe that's true. It doesn't make any sense to me because there's going to be a shanty town where the slaves live.
Yeah, it's like, possible that they had a little, maybe they had a town, maybe they had a few, like an open air market or whatever, but it was probably guys with weapons that were ready to slice your head off if you tried to escape.
Or like, where are you going to go? To the middle of the desert? Like, you're just there. This is your life.
Well, I guess what they're saying is that the quarters, there's so much. There's such a community built in that like there's so much respect that they're like, these can't be slaves because everyone is, well, whatever. I mean,
well, and there's slave and then there's indentured servant. There's kind of a fluidity there. It's not kind of a dichotomy. Maybe it wasn't slaves. Maybe they were like indentured and they got to have families. You know, they had slaves in the Middle Ages in Europe and they were indentured servants, but they were kind of considered like almost slaves, but they weren't considered owned. There's kind of a spectrum.
Well,
there.
I mean, like, well, I'm just going to throw this out there too, that like us nitpicking is so, we're going to be so wrong about it. But if you look at all of the ancient Egyptian information, they were a maternal
matriarchy.
They were a matriarchy,
yeah.
And so men dressed up as women, meaning they had the makeup and they had the and also you'll see statues of women with their arms around the men, which would show like a possessive thing. So like we can't understand their civilization even right because we're looking at it from a patriarchal point of view. Just saying that like. I'm just, you know, trying to be right about everything, and like we can't even comprehend their society properly because they were a matriarch, and so me throwing stupid shit out about slaves can't be right either. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, the slave thing is kind of hard to. Because so many civilizations have had slaves up until the 1860s in our country.
The beginning of the Bible is all, you know, like.
So it shouldn't be that far-fetched that there was slaves building the pyramids in Egypt, to me. And I know there have been scholars that recently have been arguing that the pyramids were not built by slaves. But I to me, back then, I just picture just. A world where...
Well, also, isn't slave just like a relative term? I mean, like, who's not a slave to their corporation? Not to be like stupid, but like...
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Like, and there's a lot of people that say that NFL players are slaves.
Right.
They're owned by the owner of the team.
Yeah. So like, I don't understand. Yeah. It feels like a terminology thing to me. Like, oh, they had a civilization, so they couldn't be slaves. That just seems to me like, I don't want to call them slaves.
Yeah. I can agree with that too.
I do know that, like, either they were slaves or they weren't paid that great, because the wealth you would need to build those things, if you were actually paying a decent wage, it's just off the charts. I mean,
I just feel like it's like, where else am I going to go? You could pay me if I live in that weird 600 miles between like Colorado and Utah where nothing's going on and I can't get out of there, and you're giving me $1 million a day. Like, that doesn't mean I'm any less of a slave just because I have $1 million a day.
You're right. That I love that you said that, because even if you're a well-paid slave, you're still a slave.
Yeah, because you just have no other options.
Yeah.
Well, that's the NFL argument. That there's a book, I think it's called like $30 million Slave or something like that, and these guys don't have any other options.
Yeah.
This is their career. Bread is a really bad term.
They've even had their education stripped from them.
Right.
Right?
Right. Because they had to take like bullshit classes in college so they could focus on football. And then they became millionaires. But their career is 12 years for a good career, 13 years. And that's their earning time. And then the lucky ones will be able to do broadcasting or whatever after their
career. But let's say you get injured and you have nothing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there's I think it's called like $30 million slaves or something like that. There's a book that I'm intending to read about that, but I probably won't.
Ah.
All right, Willie, any final thoughts? We should wrap this up.
Yeah, I mean my only final thoughts is I'm always... I am always hopefully optimistic for a society to go forward together. But even the definition of society has a rule to it that, like, you just can't be the happy slave going through society. I don't know. I only say that because out of everything that I've seen, I feel like a technology was lost. And I feel like that's why it's so easy for everyone to say, hey, aliens, pyramids, aliens. And I feel like that technology loss, the idea that we just can't comprehend, was a previous intelligent civilization that could look at the stars and figure it, the universe out, things that we are just learning now we didn't get into this, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but like acknowledging our place in the universe. There's so many things about the pyramids where I feel like there are gaps of information and loss of information to where I'm like, well, If there was a previous civilization that was more advanced than we were, it just wouldn't make sense to us because we have subscribed to evolution, and so we all think that everything before us was dumb. If there was something smarter, and let's say they blew themselves up, let's say they nuked themselves up, let's say they met aliens and the aliens nuked us, let's say a random asteroid, our current civilization could never admit a previous civilization that was smarter than us, because that's just impossible. And so if it is possible, we should learn from it. And I'm just saying it's impossible for us to learn from it because we are so egotistical that we can't even accept that these stupid pyramids are even more advanced than something we're capable of building, because they're just fucking stupid stones. Whereas these stones actually are a free energy device that we'll never see because we are blind to the idea that the technology exists. And so in my world, we're just getting dumber and dumber and we're going to die off and too bad for us. In my perfect world, we accept that this previous civilization was smarter than us. We try to learn from them and we go into the future better, knowing that taking what they sacrificed, whatever. Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you make a lot of great points. I think that there have been a lot of civilizations that were before us, and we are human beings by nature egotistical and think that right now we are the most advanced that humans will ever be, including right now. Like, what was it? The U.S. Patent Office was closed in like 1890 because they thought all the inventions had already been invented. And so I think we're kind of that way now. Like, oh, we're so great. We have iPhone 11s and we have, you know, these TVs and we have all these wonderful things. And it's ridiculous to, I am also like that. I'm always like, oh, you know, this is great living in 2020. We have all this stuff that's cool and my car can do this and that. And it's like, it's not even close to what's going to happen in even like 10 years. But we all have this natural tendency to think that we are the most current and this is the 20s, you know. And I was just watching Peaky Blinders today, and they're like, oh, this is the 20s now. Ah. It's the same thing. It's like 100 years ago, they thought that the technology was so advanced. And it's always going to, I think it's always going to be that way for mankind. And I like where you're at with just kind of exploring what could have been before and why is the important question. Why these things that we did know, why do we not know them now? Why can we not do them now? And it's fascinating to me, all the things that have kind of disappeared from our knowledge, from our just basic ability. I don't know. I hope that, I think we should all strive to not think of ourselves as like modern. I think we should think of ourselves as like, what if we are prehistoric? What if we are primitive? What if we are ancient? You know, that's really hard to do, but maybe we should think of ourselves as ancient.
That's awesome. Yeah.
'Cause we are like the future civilization's ancient people.
Yeah.
Right now.
I think that we are primitive. I think that we are the most advanced and the most primitive that we've ever been, because we only exist in this time. And like, so there's no one ever, there has been no society that's more advanced than we are right now. Because let's say that this theoretical Egyptian society did exist. We can't learn from them because we don't know what the fuck they did. So Why handicap yourself? Why handcuff yourself and say like, maybe we should do it like that, when we have no idea how to do that? So the whole point of life and world and the earth is spinning. It's spinning every day. Every day is the new day. It's the same thing as it was yesterday, right? It's all just circular. Maybe we are just like relearning the things that we learned back then. That doesn't mean that we have to stop doing what we're doing right now and try to go back to yesterday and go, I don't know, maybe we should try and crack this thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, we're good right now. We've got batteries. We've got electricity. We have energy. To stop all of that and be like, maybe we should learn from our ancestors, even though we don't even know what they're talking about. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's the world and life is progressive. You're going to be 80 years old and you're going to die, and your kids are going to be better off than you are, unless we fucking kill the planet. I guess my point is, maybe they did have better technology than we did. Maybe we're the upswing. you know, yeah, maybe they were great and then they fucking failed. Maybe we're the upswing again. And so there's no reason to go back to like trying, figuring that out. Like, we're already better than that. It's fun to talk about, but I don't think we need to like live our lives based on it.
I love that. And my parallel is millennials don't know how to use a rotary phone. That doesn't mean they need to go learn that.
Yeah, who gives
shit.
A fuck? Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, just because it worked at the time doesn't mean that you...
That's so just... I'm idealizing this thing that like I can't even perceive.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to join us for the next conversation, and thanks for being here, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're going to continue the conversation on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue this conversation.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Also, do you got anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, well, you know, I have my game show. It's going to maybe... No, I don't have anything. But I do have a game show that I produced and hosted, and Willie helped. I hired him to be my set decorator, dresser, or whatever. I didn't pay him what he's worth, of course, because I couldn't. But one day you'll see a show called Slap Cash.
And, Slap Cash.
And,
dude, you're one of the smartest people I know, and I fucking hope that you fucking get to be a game show producer.
That's what I was born to do, frankly. So hopefully we'll see.
All right. In the meantime, you got a Twitter or anything you want people to?
Yeah, sure. Just at John Kyle Grady. Yeah, for sure.
John Kyle Grady.
On Twitters.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stick around. Go to the Patreon for more. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Night.